from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Just a good Thursday to you.
What are you guys doing over there?
Sportsing. Getting ready to watch
some. Me too.
Getting ready to watch some Prime.
Oh.
Football!
I thought you were going to say golf.
Boys of fall, baby! Although it's not fall yet. I guess this would be boys of late summer, right? When's fall start?
When football season starts, because we say it's here.
So this is the boys... Is Shedeur Sanders the boys of fall?
Maybe.
I don't think they're playing Kenny Chesney before the Colorado game.
Did Nike just sign him to a big deal?
Who?
Did you see that?
Deion?
Kenny Chesney? No.
Well, I was like,
Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. Deion went from Under Armour to Nike. They're re-releasing the Prime. I mean, you're not a shoe guy, but Deion back in the day had like the best turf shoes known to man. Like everyone loved them. And so last year they brought back a cool retro pair, and now this year they're bringing back another one of his hot Deion sneakers.
Yeah, he got an NIL deal with Nike.
All right.
And their little ad says, you know what time it is, capital T on time. What? And then it's got Shedeur holding up his wrist, you know, like he's got his big watch out.
Oh,
his
dude, that's so lame.
He does the watch thing. I don't know.
Can you know what the caption? This?
Like, I'm getting too excited with Boys of Fall playing in the background. I need to calm down.
Yeah, you should calm down.
Yeah.
We got to ramp up. We got Dan Lanning today.
Well, I need to pace myself.
Yeah. Because
Lanning's going to bring the energy.
It's over your helmet!
Well, you know it.
I'm going to
Dan Lanning, 4 o'clock.
Well, wait till I get the get. Was it Wilson Love, their strength coach?
Oh, we should ask him about that.
We should ask him if he can tell the difference between Wilson Love and Souk, because we have the other one right too.
I'm gonna play them both.
Yeah.
And see if he knows.
See what he doesn't realize is this is my audition to be the assistant strength conditioning coach. I think me and Wilson Love would go great together. We'd get along, peas and carrots. Just
so,
my high energy, his high energy, my passion for whatever. Let's go.
U.S. Nike football and Shedeur Sanders. You know what time it is. And he's holding up his wristwatch. And then it says, now it's a family business.
What's interesting is, does anyone like Shedeur Sanders now? Or are we just old? Do the youngs like him? Because I feel like Colorado's kind of become like public enemy number one.
Yeah, they play tonight, huh?
Yeah, they play. And is there anyone not rooting for North Dakota State? I mean, come on.
Is that who they're playing?
Yeah, they're playing the Mighty Bison.
Ooh, they could lose, huh? Isn't North Dakota State really good?
Well, they win national titles like every single year. But the last, they've had some the program slid a bit because all the coaches leave.
Like, a lot of the coaches have gotten top jobs. Yeah. I think.
Where's their coach now?
Well, the last coach is now the linebackers coach at USC, and then Clydeman
head
before
coach
that
left to be a linebackers coach.
Yeah,
but they also I think lost both coordinators. I want to at least one of their coordinators. I know their OC is gone as well.
Well, in Kansas State, but that was what two coaches ago.
Right. That was.
But North Dakota State, if you look at like they are the Georgia football of their division. I mean, they're
is that Carson Wentz?
Yeah, it's Carson Wentz.
Right,
and Trey Lance.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did
you hear about the whole helmet comms thing with them, North Dakota State? That FCS hasn't approved helmet comms yet, or like Division II hasn't, and so if North Dakota State wanted to use it against Colorado, who's hosting, and it's legal for them, they had to buy their own entire system just to use it for one game, and they're like, all right, we're in.
Oh, for heaven's sakes!
Wow,
I love it. I love that that's their deal. And they're like, yeah, Tim Pulisic, it's his first year.
Okay.
But they have won 17 national championships, including, think about this. They won in 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2021.
Yeah, I'm looking at their coaching history.
Yeah, it's impressive.
I mean, it goes way back to like the 50s.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best program. So at that level,
let's start in 1976 with the great Jim Wacker.
Mm-hmm. Great Jim Wacker.
Yeah,
Jim Wacker.
You guys don't remember Jim Wacker?
No, but I love
Jim. Went 24-9 there.
Mm-hmm.
He was followed up by Don Morton, who went 57-15. Then they hired Earl Solomonson, 24-2.
All right.
Rocky Hager, this is 87-96. He goes 91-25.
That's pretty good.
Now you've got Bob Babich.
You're giving
40, Bob Bad Bitch?
Bob Bad Bitch, 46.
He was a bad Bob Bitch.
And 22. 46, well, 22. That's not that great.
When do you get to Craig Bowl?
I mean, he's good.
Because he's the one that I remember that started this whole
thing. Then after Bob Bad Bitch, you have Craig Bowl.
Yes.
104-32.
And won multiple national championships. And he ended up going to Wyoming, if I'm not mistaken. And
he
may still be there.
He won three national titles.
Yeah. And then he turned it over to Kleiman.
And then it was Chris Kleiman, who is at Kansas State. He won four national titles.
Mm-hmm. And I don't
He went 69-6.
And I don't remember who the next guy is, but he left and he won a national title there. And he left to take
the year. He won two.
You won two?
Yes.
Okay.
So they've won nine national titles of the last three coaches.
Yeah.
His name is Matt Entz.
Entz.
And
okay.
He went 60-11.
Yeah.
So Dion's in some trouble tonight.
Well, I will tell you what. I've said this a million times, that if you're playing the FCS, right? Championships, you know. So the FCS. If you're playing an FCS team, I've never understood, especially why a team like Colorado, who is not Georgia, despite what they think, I have no, there's just no reason to play this game. None.
Do you think it was scheduled before Prime got there?
He should have canceled it then.
Probably.
Yeah.
I thought about this like back in the day when Boise was kind of on the come up, and I know Boise was different because Mountain West is different than FCS. I mean, they're an FBS team, but I never understood the benefit of playing Boise State. At least now, Boise and teams like that have respect, but 15 years ago, no one respected them, and yet that was a damn good team. So if you beat them, everyone's like, oh, whatever, but if you lose to them, which is a real chance, don't do it. And so now, certainly when you go to these FCS teams and you play these powerhouses, I mean, you should win. I mean, from an athlete standpoint, they're just you have better athletes across the board. But, I mean, you look at some of the guys they've put in. I mean, Carson Wentz played there. I mean, there's good NFL talent that comes through there every now and then. They're really well coached. And this is their Super Bowl. So if you're Colorado, whoever, and you play the, you know, North Dakota State, this is all they care about is beating your ass. And you are going to get a Herculean effort. And if you beat them, again, no one cares. You know, it's even though it should be considered a good win, it's not. But if you lose, then you look like a bunch of clowns. So I never understood playing these games.
So what time's that game? Where are we watching it?
5 o'clock, ESPN.
Look, ESPN.
Oh, it's on ESPN.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other, I guess, marquee, if you will, is P.J. Fleck trying to row the boat against Mac Brown in North Carolina. That's also at 5 on Fox.
Yeah. Oh, decent little matchup.
No, no offense.
Wait a minute.
I will not be rowing the boat.
North Carolina's not ranked?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, they're both unranked.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right. Yeah.
But only 2 points
well,
spread,
listen,
so it's supposed to be
I
got to
tell
one.
You, I was getting ready. I think it was really Dan Lanning. I'm going to give Dan Lanning the credit for this.
Okay.
But getting ready for that interview today, mm-hmm. I got real football-y.
Did you?
And damn, dude, I'm fired up.
Let's go.
And it was only today that it hit me. I'm like, wow, okay, the coach interview is here, because he's going to be on every week.
Yes.
Every Thursday at 4, you can hear Dan Lanning here. And that just got me going, and then I got to researching who's playing. Then I got a whole college football trivia
love it
game to play with you.
Can't wait.
Then, listen to this. We've got the PGA Tour Championship on. We got the Royals and Astros tonight. The Royals are one game out of the AL Central. Dude, my sports pants could not be tighter.
Well, you realize that right now, if we wanted to, if you flip over to the Big Ten Network right now, right now.
I don't think I have it.
Do we not have the Big Ten Network?
I don't know on our streaming service.
We may have to head east. There's a little team by the name of Rutgers playing Howard right now.
That's true.
First
game of the year.
It's right like, now.
It's live?
Yes, it's in the first quarter. It just kicked. Yeah.
Real football.
Howard plays football?
Yeah, it turns out. I think they're also the Bison.
Okay.
A lot of buffalo, a lot of bison. Oh, by the way, this was back to the original. I'm going to Tarantino this, go all the way back. One of the great tweets that I've seen today, of all time.
Of
all time.
And this, it was today.
And I laughed my ass off. Someone from Colorado was kind of being cheeky, you know, bison, buffalo. Fun fact, do you know there is no more buffalo?
There are no more buffalo.
There are no more buffalo.
The word there would be are.
The are.
What?
It's gone. It's extinct.
Really?
Yes. There are no more buffalo, only bison.
None on this continent or none in the world?
No, they're gone.
Wow.
The American buffalo
When did that happen?
A long time ago. Yeah, the American buffalo is gone. So now anything that you see is a buffalo, it's actually a bison.
So Ralphie is also a bison?
Yes.
Colorado are imposters?
Yes. Someone was doing like a cheeky little thing, what's the difference between a bison and a buffalo? And I don't know if it was the official North Dakota State account, but someone with a North Dakota State football account said 16 and a half national championships because Colorado has a shared national championship. Yeah. They have half. And I'm sorry. That is amazing. The difference between a bison and a buffalo, 16 and a half national championships. Genius. Tweet of the college football season. Phenomenal.
I guess the last wild buffalo in the country was killed in 1897.
You've never seen the pile of skulls? Like, you've never seen that photo?
That's from the 1800s. Yeah. I remember
that. It's the saddest thing. There's a bunch of Old West, you know, crotchety old men, and they are standing literally, and it looks fake. They are standing atop of a mountain of buffalo skulls. Yeah, we hunted them. Like, as we came across the plains, we just eradicated them. Some because we wanted the hides and the meat, and the other... there was this group of people called the Native Americans, and they relied on the buffalo, and someone had the great idea that if we just take away what they need to survive, then we can easily eliminate them. Yeah, it's kind of a real ugly period of history.
No. I'm going to ask a dumb question.
Yeah, go for it.
Don't slap me across my sexy face.
I will not.
What is the difference between a buffalo and a bison?
Well, the bison still exists. It's just a...
No, but in the event where they both existed, what's the difference?
I think the bison is a little smaller.
Okay.
And it's just, I mean, it would be like the difference between, I don't know, like big cats, you know, jungle cats or maybe apes. You know, they're cousins to each other.
This says the bison have a large hump on their back.
Yeah.
Buffalo do not have a hump. Bison have a massive head. Buffalo have a head that is smaller and more cow-like. Mm. And it says buffalo live in generally warmer climates than bison. Wait, that's leading us to believe they're still alive.
Well, there's buffalo, but they're not American.
American buffalo.
Because like there's buffalo that are like in Africa and stuff, but those are like the water buffalo.
Right.
And that's an entirely different. That's an entirely different thing.
You know, I think I've told you about this, but my uncle, the one who had the raccoon, the pet raccoon,
yeah.
He has buffalo on his land. And now I have to go and ask him if those are bison or if they are like what.
Yeah. If it is the buffalo that you think of when you look at Ralphie, that is not a buffalo. That is a bison.
That's a bison. So he has bison on his land.
He has the best kept secret in American zoology.
Yes. Right.
There's no more. So it's just kind of one of those fun little, you know.
That's a fun nugget.
A fun little nugget. We've talked about this. You know, I fancy myself a C-plus animal guy. I know just enough to sound like I know what I'm talking about, but not really. Like we talked about, there's no difference between a grizzly bear and a brown bear, other than where they come from.
Right.
Same bear. One just lives inland and eats a lot of berries and twigs, and the other one lives on the coast and gets fat because of fish.
That's not nearly as interesting, though.
Yeah. You didn't know there was no buffalo, huh?
Well, no, I already told you that. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's the fun little...
Do you think the white buffalo knows this?
Yeah, he should be one of my musical artists.
Yeah,
yeah, he's kind of lying to us.
He should be the white bison.
Yeah, he should be. Although that doesn't have the same...
It sounds kind of racist.
Well, I mean, really, Colorado is an imposter. They should be the Colorado bison. Although, you know, we have the Jayhawks, and that's not even a real bird.
Right, mythical bird.
Yeah. By the way, Kansas plays tonight, too, Rock Chalk.
Yeah, we play Lindenwood.
The Lindenwood Lions.
A lot of people are talking about Lindenwood for the playoffs, so it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal.
Now, hey, here's a fun fact. I bet you didn't know this, or maybe you did.
What?
Kansas will not be playing in Lawrence this year. They will be playing all their games in Kansas City because they're redoing their stadium. So this game tonight is actually at the MLS stadium there in Kansas City.
There's
a fun fact.
I didn't know that.
So we each have fun facts. What are you bringing to the table, Buckley?
What fun fact am I bringing to the table? I had the whole helmet communication thing, but that's not really a fact.
God. So basically what you're saying is, Buck, you've brought nothing other than your Oregon Rose Bowl shirt to the table?
Oh, it's just it's one of those homage shirts that's home field apparel that takes old vintage designs and relicenses them and sells them. And yeah, there's an Oregon duck with a bunch of roses there.
Well, guys, it's an exciting day. Football has started.
We're talking with our helmets.
We are talking with our helmets. We got Dane Lanning at 4. I mean, so much things. Okay.
So much.
Let's get to the poll question pertaining to the Oregon Ducks, and we'll do that next on The Fan. All right, I have another fun fact. This is a bonus fun fact.
I love these bonus fun facts. By the way, pick 6, Rutgers, Scarlet Knights, let's go.
Yeah, Kirk Herbstreit's prediction of watch out for the for Rutgers in the Big Ten race is looking like a lock at this point. 7-0, they lead over the Howard
Bison?
Is it the Bison?
I think they're the Bison.
Didn't you say that?
Well, the logo is clearly a bovine.
Oh, it says it right there, Bison.
Bison. Oh.
Right on the TV right there.
Well, that's what it says for North Dakota State, too, and they don't pronounce it that way.
Yeah, so that was my hot fun fact. And I was listening to my favorite midday show, Danny and Dusty, here as they were talking about Bison.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny was pronouncing it Bison. And I, and of course, I was not on the show, so I could not, because if that were you and I was on the show, I'd be like, what the hell? Why are you pronouncing it that way?
That's a little weird.
It's Bison.
Yeah.
But he was saying Bison. Well, come to find out, at North Dakota State, they pronounce it Bison. They pronounce it with a Z.
Is it because they're extreme? Is this like when you add, you know, like back in the 90s when everything had to have extra letters to it? Or when you're like, let's go, and you add 3 O's?
This says, we proudly pronounce the word with a Z. However, nearly everyone else says it with an S, and therein lies the rub. Sportscasters from across the country use S, and people around here get upset, explained North Dakota State University senior Kellum Barta. A double major in English and psychology from Fargo. We have a strong allegiance and a sense of local pride in our mascot, and the pronunciation also identifies who we are as people. When you hear someone say Bison with an S, you know they are someone other than us.
Oh.
Thank you.
Religious.
How about that? So if you say Bison, Carson Wentz, we'll give you a little tip of the cap.
So you just made up a way to pronounce a word so that you guys can feel like superior. All right,
cool. Not about superior. It's their thing.
Bison.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go Bison.
And they studied it, and they said that it really is a local thing. Like nobody else says it that way.
Oh, all right, well, I've never heard Bison, but from now on, when we're referring to the big upset that's going to go down tonight, so it's the Howard Bison, but it's the North Dakota State Bison.
Correct.
All right. Makes sense.
That's what they would like you to say.
Makes sense.
All right, poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you, where do you believe Oregon State and Washington State will ultimately end up? 39% said the Big 12.
It's the Big 12!
It's Division I football!
Let's hope so.
32% said the Pac-12, but with Mountain West additions.
That's no good.
24% said just the Mountain West, and only 5% said the ACC.
See, and I went with the ACC.
Yeah, I think the ACC has a much better chance than people are giving it credit for.
I mean, I know ESPN's trying to push them towards the Big 12. Doesn't sound like the Big 12's that interested, but if the ACC crumbles, they'll backfill. They'll need. And, you know, you would make, it would make sense with Cal and Stanford already being in there. Throw a couple other West Coast schools in there, maybe grab a San Diego State, and away you go. Let's hope. What you don't want is whatever horse crap Mountain West, you know. Because whether it's the Pac-12 or whether it's the Mountain West or it's the Mountain Pack, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's Mountain Poo.
Ooh, Mountain Pack.
And you're irrelevant. So don't do that. That's no good.
I like that name, though.
Yeah. Well, and irrelevant. Yeah,
maybe you could be like the bison and pronounce it Mountain Pock.
Pock. Pock Pox. And I guess you wouldn't necessarily be irrelevant because you still, if you win the conference, you have a chance to make the College World Playoff. But from a funding standpoint and a relevancy, you're just, you know, you're at the little kid's table at Thanksgiving. And even though you still get delicious, moist turkey, it's not the same as being at the big boy table. And they don't serve liquor.
Here's today's poll question. Please, when you vote, vote hard. And it is It is, what is the least Oregon must achieve for you to consider this season a success? Gotta win it all, deep playoff run, make the playoff, or beat Washington?
Playoffs.
That's all that matters.
Vote and vote hard.
I don't like Washington. Is I don't even think Washington fan thinks that they're going to be very good this year. Like that's a, I mean, their own team. Like Jed Fish is trying to like put reasonable expectations. So I just, I don't know if that's
well, that, you've lost 2 years in a row.
They have lost 2 years in a row.
So for some people, that's all that matters.
Boy, I don't know if a deep playoff run. I mean, the least is make the play, because the question is least. So make the playoffs.
Least. Yeah, 53% right now say deep playoff run.
Because if you don't make the playoffs, but you beat Washington, that's not a successful season.
If you lose to 13% of people, it is.
I'll tell you what. You lose three games, but Washington's at one of your nine victories, and no one considers that a victory. Nobody.
You mean a success.
A success,
yes.
It
certainly is a victory.
It is a victory, yeah. But it is not a success. So make the playoffs, bare minimum. But to an extent, I know this is going to be weird, but I think in a couple years, this is going to recalibrate for certain teams. Not for Utah, not for, you know, Texas Tech, not for, I don't know, even a school maybe like Miami at this point, Wisconsin. Making the playoff is more than enough. Iowa. But there's a handful of teams. Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, LSU. And I think Oregon is finding themselves in that category. That making the playoffs in 3 or 4 years, and maybe it's the first year and it's Lanning's only been here 2 years, will be his third. I think that would be okay. But 3, 4 years from now, making the playoff and getting bounced in the opening round is not going to do it. Someone will get fired within 5 years. Someone at a major program will get fired a year after making the playoff. I truly believe that.
Mike and Salem with the text of the day so far, although we're only 27 minutes into the show.
Yeah, it's early.
They should call it Broke Pack Mountain.
Really?
Do you get it?
I do get it. And then we can say we just can't quit you?
Yeah. Yeah, that should be their slogan.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Can I also say that I just didn't think that movie was very good? It had nothing to do with what the movie was about. I just think it was very good. I thought it was really cheesy.
Well, they had the things that you like.
Yeah.
Two hot guys kissing.
I mean, I like that part of it. Don't get me wrong. But like the emotional, I can't quit you. Like what? It's like James Vanderbeek doing the Dawson's Creek scene.
Now, who was it?
Have you ever had a grown man take your pants off?
I have.
It was Gyllenhaal.
It was Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger, I believe.
Heath Ledger. The late.
The late.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Just, rest in peace.
There's just certain movies.
He's dead, right?
Yeah, he's dead. Monsters Ball was another one. Like,
Only good part of that movie is the scene where Halle Berry does it with Billy Bob Thornton.
And I love Halle Berry. You know, I may have done some light stalking a time or two on her. One of my all-time favorite.
How far did you go? What do you mean?
Yeah, let's not talk about it. There's a restraining order. It's a whole thing. She'll come around and realize
that's David Justice.
We're meant to. Yeah, David Justice booted her.
Well, I thought they were married.
No, she got a restraining order against him.
Oh, I thought David Justice gave her the heave-ho.
But they were married.
Yeah, they were married.
Right, and then it got so ugly that she had a restraining order against him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I love me some Halle Berry. But
Anybody that's... seen David Justice in a while?
No. Have not.
No. That's the worst Oscar movie and worst Oscar performance of all time. That movie sucks. And yet she won an Oscar for it. I can't figure it out.
David Justice would be one of those guys that if he walked in a room, I'd be like, who is that?
Really?
Yes.
You wouldn't pick him out of a lineup?
No, because I'm looking at his photos and I'm like, that's not how I remember David Justice.
Well, now I, mean, I don't know. I got to look it up. Yeah, in my mind, I remember what David Justice looks like.
David Justice out in the wild, you'd be like, God, I can't
feel like he has a very distinctive look. Now I have to look it up.
Not for me. For me, guys.
No, I'd pick David Justice out of a lineup. I mean, he's gained a little weight, but, you know, that happens.
I mean, he looks good. He looks the same.
He kind of has a little Mariano Rivera thing going on.
Yes, he does.
He's wearing a lot of fedoras lately, the little pork pie hats.
See, that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too great, is I think what you meant.
Is that right?
You know, he kind of pulls it off because he looks like maybe he's got some Caribbean flavor to him. I think he's pulling off the little fedora thing. You know, it works.
Well, he's David Justice. He can do whatever he wants. Yeah. He's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he was with Halle Berry.
I know.
You know. But I just, he just, maybe haven't laid my eyes on David Justice enough. So I'd be like, wow, who is that? You ever get that where you're looking at somebody and you're like, God, 100%. Who is that? And a lot of times it's like an official or something.
Yeah. We were at,
in street clothes.
We were in California once and I just was staring a hole through a guy and I could not place him and it was driving me nuts. And it was the guy from The Daily Show,
John Stewart.
No. He's not the main
Stephen
guy.
Stephen Colbert.
Jordan Klepper, Kepper. You'd see him. Like, he looks like Joel McHale.
I haven't watched that show forever.
Jordan
what?
I think it's Jordan Klepper, I think is his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
And it was driving. He was at the pool, and I'm sure I was making him very uncomfortable. Because at first I was like, is that Joel McHale? And I was like, no, that's not Joel McHale. But I was like, it's something similar to that. And then I was on my phone and I kept like comparing photos and I'm sure that dude was like, hey, a-hole, leave me alone.
Famous people should just wear name tags.
Be nice.
For us.
Yeah.
For us simps. Michael Rooker.
I figured it out eventually. Oh yeah, the Michael Rooker thing. That was... Hey, to be fair, I knew who he was. I knew what movies he was in. I knew what show.
I knew he was famous. I just didn't know his name.
Well, I knew more than he was famous. I knew what he was in. I just couldn't remember his name. As if that was like, you know, no offense.
Are you trying to one-up me right now?
Well, no, I'm just saying, no, I think he was offended. No offense to Michael Rooker, but...
He wasn't offended. He was too wasted.
He was wasted.
He didn't know. We didn't know his name.
He also was wearing the little...
By the way, that was at Comic-Con one year.
Yeah.
And, you know, at Comic-Con, you just do a bunch of interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
And Michael Rooker came and sat down at our table, and we had no idea who he was.
Yeah.
Both of us were like... And he wasn't scheduled, so we weren't prepared for him.
He just showed up, and he was...
And he just sits down. I think he was housed.
Yeah.
And he just was like... He was a lot of fun, but it's like, oh my God. Yeah. What do I ask this guy? Hey, that was really good acting.
I think I started talking to him about Cliffhanger. He was in Cliffhanger and Tombstone.
But then what we had was
Who was he in Tombstone?
We had
He was McMaster's in Tombstone.
What do you call that? Like the program?
Yeah, the program.
We had the program on our table, so we had to thumb through that to find out who the hell I was interviewing.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets murdered in Tombstone. He turns his back on the Cowboys, and then they murder him. McMaster's. He hung out.
He
hung out with Turkey Creek Jack Johnson.
Yeah,
I know my movies.
Turkey Creek Jack.
I love this movie. I guess I never associated Rooker with Tombstone. And
okay. Pay attention, will you?
All right. Poll question is on X at 1080 The Fan. Vote hard. College football tonight. Next, here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's briefly check in on college football tonight before we get to the Dan Lanning pregame show, which is coming up next. Dan Lanning will join us at 4. Rutgers and Howard is on right now.
Seven other Rutgers.
Yep.
Go Knights.
Greg Schiano, good little coach.
Still looks like a miserable human being. But
good little... Oh, what do you think? He's suddenly not miserable? Come on, man. We've got 21 games in all. 4 games with ranked teams. We talked about Kansas and Lindenwood. Mm-hmm. That's the feature game of the night.
I'm excited for it.
In all of sports.
Where do we find that game? Is that an ESPN Plus?
It's on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, that's internet only.
Fox has North Carolina, Minnesota.
That may be something. I mean, you got Mac Brown and an old Roll the Boat, PJ Flex. So at least it's, you know, you've heard of him.
You have Colorado, North Dakota State, Bison.
You know, it's weird that a game featuring an FCS team, that's the game of the night.
That'll be ESPN.
And I think a lot of people will be tuned into that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess.
No, I bet you that.
I think I'd rather watch North Carolina, Minnesota.
Would you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I mean, no offense to North Carolina, Minnesota, but, I mean, Minnesota doesn't factor into the Big Ten. And North Carolina, whatever. I don't know, at least with Colorado and North Dakota State, there's a story. One, love him or hate him, Coach Prime or Dion or whatever the hell you want to call him, like that guy is an interesting story. And, you know, you've got the idea of North Dakota State, you know, the greatest power the FCS has ever known.
Do you believe?
You know, that coming in to try to knock off a big boy. It would have been nice had it been, you know, a couple years ago when they were still winning national titles. But I don't know. I just think that in general, when you get an uppity program that's kind of thinking they're cock of the walk, and here comes the little dude from around the corner ready to punch him in the mouth. That's Rocky Balboa stuff. Sign
Locked,
me up for that.
Cocked, ready to rock.
Number 11, Missouri. You know, they're pretty good. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
Their quarterback is back. I think his name is Brady Cook.
And they have a pretty favorable schedule, I believe.
Doesn't that sound like a quarterback name?
That Definitely. Does. That does.
And Brady Cook.
A lot of people, I mean, they won, what, 10 or 11 games last year? 11 maybe with the bowl game?
They beat Ohio State in the bowl.
Yeah. And they have the best receiver in college football.
I want to watch that guy.
Luther Burden III, I believe, is his name.
I try not to watch them, but
I didn't see a ton of Missouri last year, but I caught glimpses of them. And by all accounts,
well,
Missouri's really good, although last year they had a very, very favorable schedule.
They lost 2 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to LSU at home.
And that was close, if I'm not mistaken.
49-39. And then they went to Georgia and lost 30-21.
And that was another one where Missouri had them either tied or Missouri was in the lead in the second half. That was the one where I think people started paying attention to Missouri and was like, holy hell.
Their biggest win was the week after losing to Georgia. They did beat Tennessee, who was 13th at the time, 36-7. But that coach, Eli Drinkwitz, is really good.
Yeah, and their schedule, I wanted to look this up because I was reading through some previews, and people were saying, dude, Missouri is going to be an absolute factor in the playoff. Well, they got Murray State and then Buffalo. There's those pesky playoffs. Buffalo again. And then Boston.
Are the Buffalo the Bison? Or wait. Is Buffalo?
I think they're the Bulls.
Oh, come on.
No, I think they are.
They should be the Bison.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bison. Hold on, let me click on
I always thought the Buffalo Bills was kind of weird.
No, they're the Bulls. They're the Buffalo Bulls. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills is weird. Do we know where that came
Buffalo
from?
Buffalo Bulls.
Well, it's weird because it's like Buffalo Bill was a person, but then the Buffalo Bills, the Bill is a buffalo or a bison. I don't know.
Do we know, did the Buffalo Bills, was that named after Buffalo Bill? Was it Buffalo Bill Cody?
Let's find out. I thought so.
anyway, they got Buffalo and then Boston College, Vanderbilt, whatever. And then on the road to Texas A&M, which...
Hey, Boston College is, what's-his-nuts? You remember old what's-his-nuts?
Old what's-his-nuts?
Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
He's the coach over there.
It's still Boston College.
They were the Buffalo Bisons until 1946, and then in 1947, a contest was held to rename the team, and the winning entry suggested was the Bills, reflecting the famous Western Frontiersman, Buffalo Bill Cody.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, you're talking about the NFL team.
Yeah, correct. The NFL team.
The University of Buffalo, or Buffalo University.
The Bulls.
Is the Bulls.
Yeah. Back to my point.
Which is stupid.
At A&M, which is, A&M's not supposed to be great, but they're 20th. And then Massachusetts, Auburn. And then this is the two-game stretch. They're at Alabama, and then they get Oklahoma at home. And Oklahoma's not a world beater either. And then you finish up with South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. Dude, if they're anywhere near what they were last year, that's a minimum 10-2 record. And 10-2 as a Missouri team, that's getting you into the playoff.
That's true, but that's, I would say they're one of those schools where they're going to have to prove it. We know they're going to be good. Yep. They got some good players. They got a good coach, but
very easy schedule.
When push comes to shove, I think they fall into the, unfortunately, like nationally, I think they fall into the category that sometimes Oregon falls into with people, where they're not a team that is going to be trusted in the biggest of games nationally.
The nice part is you really, in this system, you really don't have to. They can lose to Alabama. And everyone else on their schedule, there's no one that's really daunting, and that's still have a time to stub your toe somewhere else.
I'm
betting on Missouri making it.
The preseason, we don't know half the, like, Texas A&M could be good and stomp a mud hole in them. That's the thing. Let's just let it play out. Although they are loaded, it sounds like they have a lot of guys back, and that Luther Burden guy is supposed to be.
They say that
real deal.
Yep.
First round pick, right?
Him and T-Mac, the kid out of his first name is just, it's like to.
Let's get it.
I'm gonna butcher.
Let's get it.
Oh, it's a tough one.
It's Tatarian. Let me look it up, and I'd have to do the phonetic. How about
Targaryen?
This? Of the House of Dragon Targaryens. How about this? T-Mac. Those are the two best receivers in college football.
Tetairoa.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like it's something like that. It's like Tetairoa. T-Mac, those are the two best receivers, and it doesn't sound like it. I mean, like, every NFL person, university is like, hey, this is the real deal.
You know what happened the last time a team like a Missouri had a receiver like that?
No.
This is very anecdotal, but just roll with me. TCU had Johnston.
Yeah, and they made a run.
They ended up in the college football playoff finale.
Well, look. I think Missouri is a really nice bet. And I'd have to look at what their odds, but schedule-wise and talent-wise, Missouri has a really, really good path to get to the college football playoff. And if you get there, hey, man, puncher's chance.
Although all right.
It's way harder because TCU just had to, you had to win one game and you're there. Now, if you're Missouri, you got to win four to win the whole thing.
All right, coming up next, it'll be the Dan Lanning pregame show as he joins us in 15 minutes.
I love pregame shows.
This is Isaac and Souk on The Fan. All right, Window Daddy here with some urgent messaging for you. Now, I don't usually...
Is it time to sound the alarm bell?
No, I mean, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
I like an alarm bell.
Well, listen, here's the thing, guys. Mm-hmm. This whole deal I've been telling you about to get new windows, mm-hmm. Buy two windows, get two free, zero down, no interest, no payments, 24 months, and $250 in an extra credit.
I love all that.
If you book before August 31st, I have to tell you the date is August 29th. Mm. And by my count, that's 2 days you have to get on the sked.
I believe you're correct.
And that will save you $250 extra dollars. So you must hurry. The time is now to schedule your window installation appointment. Now, here's the fun thing about it. It's free. You don't have to pay anything for the quote. And it's no obligation. You don't have to go through with it. So if you want to call Window Nation and just get a quote on some windows, you can save pretty much 50% now and then get the extra $250. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's how you schedule, but you got to do it before August 31st or this deal goes away. 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And please tell them you heard it from your window daddy, Isaac on The Fan. All right. Oregon's football coach Dan Lanning will join us in 10 minutes. He will be on our show every Thursday at 4. But we have a little bit of breaking sports news here, Jace.
This is breaking news.
We have just learned that the Niners and Brandon Ayuk have reached a deal. 4 years, $120 million, $76 million guaranteed.
All righty then. Thank God this thing is finally put to rest.
What a dumb saga.
I mean, it really was ridiculous. So he wanted to be the highest paid receiver in football. The Niners like, we're not going to make you the highest paid receiver in football. We'll send you someplace that will make you the highest paid receiver in football. And then he was like, no, I don't want to play those places because they suck. And then they went back and were like, well, if you want to be on a team that's good, we can't make you the highest paid receiver in football. And then he was like, well, that's unacceptable. And then it's now acceptable. So he's rich. He's just not CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson rich. But he's also not playing for the crappy-ass Vikings and the okay Dallas Cowboys.
So couldn't that deal have been done a long time ago?
It makes no sense to
me. But now apparently Jamar Chase, who was supposed to play week one, is there are rumors that he won't play unless he gets the most money of any receiver over Jordan Jefferson on average value.
He only wants a cent over.
One penny over.
One penny over. Yeah. So because originally they asked Zach Taylor, who's the head coach, because he was battling something. Was it a foot or a calf or hamstring, something. He had a minor injury, and Zach Taylor was like, oh no, like he's gonna play. And then he had to take a step back and be like, yeah, maybe I spoke too soon. And so there's some speculation that's not about the injury. He's like, yeah, I would like to get paid, and I'm not taking an Ayuk deal. So
he's now out again? I mean, he hasn't practiced at all.
So we don't know. I mean, you got this week, and then next week, whether or not he goes.
Well, don't they play next week?
Yeah, they play next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone plays next week.
Yeah, well, that's...
So we will see what... And the Ayuk deal, I mean it's fair. I mean, it's a... what was it? 4 years,
120.
Four for 120 and even 30 a year, even though they're going to front load it, but an average of 30 a year.
So $4 million less a year than what CeeDee Lamb got.
Yeah, because he got four for 136.
But what was the guarantee on his?
So Ayuk's only $76 million guaranteed. CeeDee got $100
million. $100 million and a $38 million signing bonus. And it said it was front-loaded, but we don't know how much they're front-loading it. So,
yeah.
Look.
So he's on par with Tyreek Hill in terms of average per year.
That makes I mean, that's a hell of a deal.
Pretty good little contract.
But he's not top four.
Well, no. And can we all admit, and can he admit he's not a top four wide receiver? I mean, he's just not. He's a very good receiver. He's not CeeDee Lamb. He's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Tyreek Hill. He's a very good player. And by front-loading it, my guess is, you know, in 2 to 3 years, and this is why I wish this thing would have been done 3 weeks ago, someone just sits down with him and says, dude, if you perform over the next 2 to 3 years, you're going to get another one of these. And if you do prove to be Justin Jefferson, then guess what? In your next one, you will be the highest paid receiver in football. But there's nothing you've done so far that gets you that money. I guess all along he said, I want to reset the market. And the Niners just said no. And so, I mean, it was John Lynch that even came out yesterday and said, at some point you got to play. At some point, this is on you. And that's when you could feel like maybe the Niners were sick of this crap.
The YouTube chat chiming in that he's right between Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, which seems perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it goes Jefferson. If you're talking average per year for wide receivers, Jefferson's at $35 million. CeeDee is at $34 million. A.J. Brown, $32
million. Yeah.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, a little over $30 million. Tyreek Hill, right at $30 million. Then you slide in Ayuk, and then Jaylen Waddle, $28.25 million.
Herein lies the problem with the next up, because we see this all the time.
Which will be Chase, right?
Yeah, he'll be the next one. The next guy up sets the market, and that happens quite a bit. But sometimes... Sometimes the next one up is a tier below. If you are in the same class as the top tier guys, for the most part, you do get to reset the market. But the problem is that the guys that are a step below often feel like it doesn't matter. They should still get to reset. And maybe that works if you're with a crappy ass team, because the New England Patriots were willing to reset the market for him. But again, when you play for the Niners, when you play for the Cowboys, when you play for the Kansas City Chiefs, Tyreek Hill, that's all you need to know is that the Chiefs weren't willing to reset the market for Tyreek Hill. So just some people don't want to accept that. And eventually Ayuk did.
There's your Dan Lanning pregame show. Brandon Ayuk talk. Dan Lanning, the coach of the Ducks, joins us next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.